We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob. I think you're on mute. The thing's on mute.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, guys.
A tough afternoon for your team. Fall 44-24 to William & Mary on Saturday. You've gone back and looked at it. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
We gave up 300 yards of offense in the first half. That's pretty much it. And had a little bit of rhythm offensively, played a little better on special teams, played extremely well on offense in the second half, and kind of helped the defense out, kept them off the field a little bit. But we did not stop them on defense until midway through the third quarter from scoring points. So not a complete game by any stretch of the imagination. I got to do a better job getting those guys getting better, getting ready to play.
Their rushing attack has put up some pretty big yards against most of the teams that they faced. What makes them so difficult to stop?
Well, schematically, they're a little bit of a challenge with the formations that they use and the multitude of players that they use them with. It's an awesome scheme. I really, really like it. I like watching it anyhow. I don't like trying to defend it. And they run it extremely well. They barely ever make a mistake. And if they do, it's a small one. They're a veteran team with good leadership. And they're pretty explosive. They're one of the best offenses I've seen so far.
Your team, as you said, 3 points in the first half, 21 in the second. What was the change that you were able to make at halftime?
We just decided to go play football. You see, 21 in the second half, and we dropped the ball going in on the 1 yard line. So that's 28 in the second half. You know, I had two turnovers in the red zone last week on the wrong red zone. That's when it was in the right red zone, and neither one of them are the good red zone to ever turn the ball over. So, you know, we played better. We played smarter. We played harder. We played more efficiently. And we need to find a way to, you know, if we can play against a quality team like William & Mary, put up those kind of numbers at a half. Imagine what we could do if we played a whole game.
Got a question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. Talk about the William & Mary offensive line. What impressed you about what they did Saturday?
I would call them practically flawless. Seriously, they almost disallowed any pressure on the quarterback, and schematically they did a good job play calling. But there was almost no pressure on the quarterback whatsoever. And there was a hole. There are great running backs in that corral, William & Mary. They're not good. There are great running backs in that corral. However, they're really, really great running backs when the holes are wide open and there's no one standing there to make a mess.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Rob, you guys seem to go a little more up-tempo offensively in the second half. And Terrell, another fantastic game, 291 yards of offense. And second time you went over 100 passing, 100 rushing. Did you see some, or did you find something and find some rhythm that you like there that you might be able to do more of?
A little bit, yeah. Yes and no, but it's been so hot and cold. You know, I really liked how we executed with a little more up-tempo, but that was just a chance to try to win the ball game. We're just saying we're going to pick up our tempo. I think we kicked two onside kicks. I'm not quitting. I want to win this game until they tell us we can't play anymore. But if we get, you know, a conversation about this earlier is we couldn't move the ball a drop before, and I don't want to go up-tempo and not move the ball a drop and put the defense on their heels and have to play a longer game. So until we develop some kind of consistency, that's just not going to be in the conversation yet.
Joakim Banda gave you, a decent performance, 57 yards on 11 carries to kind of compliment Terrell. What did you like about his day?
He made huge steps, really, really huge steps. He's starting to understand it a little bit better. He's got a little more patience, a little more confidence to go with it. I really, really hope to see this continue as we keep moving. He's got some years left in this program to play, and he's improving at a great, great pace.
The team goes to Monmouth this week, another big challenge for your defense. They've been putting up as many or more yards than anybody in the conference. What impresses you about their offense?
You got probably the best tailback in the country, another fantastic CAA quarterback, and weapons in which he can get the ball to. They run a really smart scheme. They benefit of the players that are pretty talented. I'm impressed. I thoroughly impressed that they walked right into our league mid-stride, and they're just like everybody else.
What I guess when you have a tailback like Sheridan and a quarterback that can toss around like Musket, as a defensive coach, what do you try to focus on trying to slow those guys down?
It's hard to say the same thing when we had Terrence and Peter Athens. What are you going to do? You know, you have to stop the run or they're going to destroy the game. But you're going to have to be really efficient on the back end, because to stop the run, you're going to take one more guy. So if we're going to shut him down, somebody in the back end is going to have to step up and play better, or they're going to throw it all over the yard.
Did you feel like, obviously it was not a good first half, did you feel like you made any strides defensively in that second half?
Sure. I mean, you know, you play two halves of football, you lose one and you win the other. And we certainly won the second half. And, you know, we won the second half and we almost won it handily. So, yeah, there was a great, great deal of improvement. But until they decide that we're going to start fast, finish strong, we're going to keep feeling like this come the next week. And it's, nobody likes it. Everybody wants to work to get better. Everybody's trying their best. But we got work to do.
Yeah, that was going to be my last question to you. Kind of, what is the message for your team to try to bounce back after last week and see if you can get a win up at Mullen?
Earn the right to be confident when the game starts. That, you know, so many new guys haven't played in this league, and, you know, playing an opponent for the first time and maybe not feeling confident enough to be that good. No, you just practice hard enough, practice smart enough, practice consistently enough to earn the confidence to have to win the ballgame from the jump, not after you feel it out.
Yeah. All right, Rob, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Monmouth, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.